You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Annie McKee, the author of How to Be Happy at Work, and senior fellow at the University of Pennsylvania, where she teaches and leads the Penn CLO Executive Doctoral Program and the MedEd Master's Program. Annie, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. Glad to be here.
You are welcome and great to have you out today. So for starters, why aren't people happy at work?
That is a great question. Why aren't people happy at work? I think there are a lot of reasons. We're under a lot of pressure in our organizations. There's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of unpredictability even in the world. So that all, contributes to it. But we've also got some other problems. We've got managers who aren't great, and we've got organizational cultures that maybe aren't the best either. But you know what? All of that external stuff aside, I think one of the reasons that we're not happy at work is because we haven't really recognized that, in fact, we deserve to be happy. And if we're happy at work, we're going to be more successful.
That is so, so true. No doubt about it. Now, how can people improve their happiness in these regards?
Again, another good question. How can people improve their happiness? Number one, let's let go of that old myth that says work should be horrible and grueling and we're just there to get a paycheck. Most of us spend a lot of time at work, and most of us start out loving our jobs. I mean, we don't usually take a job we hate. We like something about it, and something usually more than just the money. So what happens along the way? Well, we come to believe that we ought to just be unhappy and miserable, and we ought to just trade off that misery for that paycheck. And you know what? Time to let go of that myth. And then secondly, when we are starting out or when we're making a change in our job or our career, let's make sure that we try to do what we want to do, that we follow our passion, and that we don't just do what we think we should do. Now, shoulds are great. We want to get a good education and get a good job, and we follow the rules and all that. But when it comes to picking our jobs or careers, we've got to make sure that we're choosing an organization that mirrors our values and that allows us to live our purpose.
And I'm sure everyone likes the sounds of that. Now, why does happiness matter if you're getting paid either way?
Happiness matters at work for a couple of reasons. Number one, happiness is a human right. Why should we be unhappy for a third of our adult waking lives, which is all that time we spend at work? And you know what? If we're unhappy at work, it seeps into our personal lives. We bring it home to the people who care about us and whom we care about as well. Unhappiness at work ends up with unhappiness at home. That's no good. So happiness is a human right. We need to be happy if we're going to be happy in our lives as well. And secondly, when we are happy at work, we are more successful. We've got research that shows that success comes after happiness. Happiness leads to success, and somehow we've gotten that backwards. We think if we get that big promotion, that big bonus, that nice house that goes along with that big paycheck, then we'll be happy, and we keep putting it off. It could be the other way around. Happy people are better workers. Happy people are smarter workers, and that's because emotions are linked to how we think, how much information we can take in, the kind of decisions we make, and then how we behave. And when we feel good, our brains work better.
Today we are joined by Annie McKee, the author of How to Be Happy at Work, here on Enterprise Radio, working in association with the Author Channel, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Annie, does any of your advice go against the grain when it comes to typical advice in this realm?
I think a lot of us heard when we were growing up that we just needed to kind of toe the line, do the right thing, get good grades, get that good job, and really put our own needs and wants, on the back burner, maybe second. You were going to be lucky if you got a job that really did feed your soul and fulfill your purpose and really help you achieve your life's dreams. So when I coach executives or leaders or managers or entrepreneurs, one of the things that I'm really clear about is that it's good advice to tell people that, yeah, you can pursue your passions. Yes, you can pursue your dreams. Yes, you can seek happiness in the workplace. And if you do, you're likely to be more successful rather than less successful. It's a little bit of an obstacle to overcome sometimes with people because we haven't grown up believing necessarily that happiness is, at work is something that we deserve. But in fact, not only do we deserve it, but we're going to be more effective in whatever we're doing, whatever job we have, if we're paying attention to how we feel.
So Annie, why this book and why now? Touch on some of those details.
I've spent a lot of my careers working with managers and leaders all over the world in all kinds of organizations, big businesses, small businesses, entrepreneurial startups, even governments, not-for-profits, that sort of thing. And one of the things that I notice in my work, helping leaders be more effective, helping them build cultures where everybody could be more effective, was that there was a cry from people. And people were basically telling us, look, I want to be good at my job. I want to be effective. I want to give my all. I care about this place. I care about what we're doing. I care about my work. But somehow things get in the way, and then I end up being, you know, less than satisfied, less than fulfilled. And I know what I need in order to be happy. I need purpose. I need to feel like I'm making a difference. I need to feel like my work is helping me achieve my personal goals and dreams. And I need good, solid relationships at work. So all of those things are really important. I found it in my own work. And our listeners probably are aware of the Gallup studies that tell us year after year that two-thirds or more of us are either deeply disengaged in the workplace or neutral. Well, what neutral means is we don't care, and deeply disengaged means we're really angry about what we're doing or who we're doing it with. And not only is that no way to live, it doesn't lead to effectiveness on the individual level or the collective level. So our teams are suboptimized, our organizations are suboptimized when two-thirds of us are disengaged. So why now? We've got a world that's changing. We've got a lot of uncertainty in the environment, and we've got a lot of good things happening too, but it's hard sometimes to deal with the pressures in our environment. So we really need to pay attention to our emotional well-being as well as what we know and what we learn so we can be more effective in the workplace and happier.
Well, I would think that if you're happy at work, the company overall or the organization will certainly see a lot more production and results. So really good information here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip or anything that you'd like to share in conclusion?
For our listeners today, if you're wondering whether you could be a little bit happier at work, chances are that's a good question to be asking yourself. And if the answer is coming up, well, I think I need to do something, you might be thinking, what could I do about that? And I'll give you a couple tips. Number one, we need to feel like our work is purposeful, that it has meaning, no matter what job we have. And if you want more meaning in your work, why don't you take some time out and think about what's important to you? Think about the values that are important to you in your life, and then translate that back to work. Is there a way to do more of what you love in your workplace? There probably is. We've got a lot more control over that than we often think we do. So that's number one. Number two, again, take some time out. Reflect on a life vision for yourself. Where do you want to be in 5, 6, 7 years? And I don't just mean your business or your career. Where do you want to be in your life? And how does your current work fit into that? When we put work in the context of a big personal vision for ourselves, we can usually draw a line between what we're doing now and where we're going. And that feels good. That gives us inspiration and motivation. It gives us that extra energy. And then finally, we need good relationships at work. So make a friend. Just make a friend. Find a buddy. Find somebody that you can do things with that are exciting and fun and not just sitting around complaining about what's not going well, because that's easy to do. What's a little bit harder is to find a friend to sit down and figure out how you can make your workplace as good as it can be and enjoy each other's company. Really makes a difference.
Annie, it certainly does, and I think it's awesome that you wrote a book covering this topic. Much, much needed, and thanks so much also for joining us to cover this as well. Where can listeners get all the details, and how can they pick up the book, How to Be Happy at Work?
Great. I'd love to hear from our listeners. AnnieMcKee.com is my website. I've got all kinds of great free articles you can read, little tips, newsletters and stuff, but also published material that really is packed full of good advice. So visit me at my website, AnnieMcKee.com. And obviously the book is available on Amazon and all the major booksellers. Thank you, Eric.
Well, Annie, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you, and thanks for all you do and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Annie McKee, the author of How to Be Happy at Work and senior fellow at the University of Pennsylvania, where she teaches and leads the Penn CLO Executive Doctoral Program and the MedEd Master's Program. And for all the details, visit AnnieMcKee.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.